Coming up on the Current OC, we'll take you to the theater for a look at the school play, Peter and the Starcatcher. Get your popcorn ready as we show you who starred on the stage.
Plus, it's a short week of school before we hit the Thanksgiving break. Will the weather be nice for the holiday? Joe Mine has the 7-day forecast.
These stories and more, it all starts now on the Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Christian Hornick-Finneran, and welcome to the Current OC. Oh, and by the way, that's Braden Rementer.
I'm Braden Rementer, and I'm a sophomore. Today, we have a great episode for you, while you're sitting in homeroom or watching on YouTube.
Yeah. All right, listen, I'll be honest. I really wanted to do this show with my cousin Noah Baker, but unfortunately, he was put in the other broadcasting class, so he was paired with that blonde, and I'm forced to anchor with, well, whatever the heck that is.
Okay, let's get things going with the OCHS fall play, Peter and the Starcatcher.
Alrighty then. Over the weekend, the Ocean City Drama Guild gave three excellent performances of the Tony Award-winning play, Peter and the Starcatcher, which Braden and I both had the pleasure of being involved in. If you missed the show, well, shame on you. No, just kidding. There were plenty of highlights, including the intense scene. Take a look.
You.
Me.
Peter.
Ham.
He's alive.
We're saved. Thrust and parry, Peter. Attack Kule. Balestra.
Peter and the Starcatcher is the prequel to Peter Pan, telling the story of how a young orphan boy gets a whiff of a certain powder. That powder being called Star Stuff, obviously. The show also explains the origins of Captain Hook and Neverland. From our fall play this year, the Drama Guild attracted some fans, selling more than 650 tickets, with over 200 tickets per night. Our leads this year included Henry Costal as Peter Pan and Ingrid Polig as Molly Astor. The show also featured Noah Baker as Captain Hook and Hannah Dolinsky as his comedic sidekick, Smee. A strong supporting cast and a rock star ensemble helped to light up the Ocean City stage once again.
What were your thoughts and opinions on Peter and the Starcatcher tonight here in OC?
That there's two more shows left and everyone should come. It was heartfelt and really funny.
Man, I mean, all their acting really paid off, you know. It was a phenomenal production by, you know, Miss Burns, Miss Cook, and the whole production team. I wanted to say I'm grateful for helping out tonight.
It was absolutely incredible.
Amazing, 10 out of 10.
I thought it was wonderful. I think it looked like they put a lot of time and effort into the production.
They were amazing. The characters, their facial expressions and everything, they were fantastic.
Great job. All their hard work paid off.
I am just starstruck. Just like the show, what show says, I'm starstruck. It's unbelievable what these kids can do.
The play this weekend was very entertaining, especially when you got force-fed a knuckle sandwich by your cousin.
All right, buddy, let's stick to the teleprompter here, okay?
All right. Okay, now we turn it over to Cody Schwein with sports. Cody, off to you.
Thanks, guys. We start with the Eagles, who teased us on Sunday in Dallas. The Birds built a 21-0 lead over the Cowboys and seemed on their way to their fifth straight win. But thanks to a second-half meltdown, the Birds flew home with a shocking setback. Let's head to Dallas to check out the highlights. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts had the Birds flying high in the first half. Hurts races in for the touchdown to put the Birds up 14-0. He had two rushing touchdowns in the game. Early in the second quarter, the Eagles were up 21-0, but the Birds offense gets shut out in the second half and that allows the Cowboys to battle back. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott ties the game at 21 with an 8-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. And then, in the final seconds, as time expires, Brandon Aubrey hits the 42-yard field goal for the win. Cowboys beat the Birds 24-1. The Eagles dropped to 8-3 on the season. Finally, that time of year. OC boys and girls basketball tryouts begin this week. Can you believe Coach Bruno is back for his 37th season? The boys are coming off that South Jersey Group 3 championship, and expectations are high. The season tips off on the road December 16th at Holy Spirit. Speaking of hoops, let's check in on the Sixers. On Sunday, the Sixers facing the Miami Heat in Philly. Tyrese Maxey, he's been unbelievable. Watch this throw in a prayer for three. Maxey leads the way with 27 points for the Sixers. But it's not enough. The Heat get hot in the fourth quarter and pull away. Sixers lose 127 to 117 and fall to 9-7 on the season. The Sixers will host the Orlando Magic on Tuesday. Not a good weekend for Philly sports teams, but we have a big week of Thanksgiving football to look forward to. The Eagles play a rare Black Friday game at home against the Bears. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff at the Link. Should be fun. That's sports, and let's send it back to Christian and Braden.
Thank you, Cody. Unfortunately, Christian didn't understand a word of what Cody said, because gingers aren't good at sports.
Oh, come on. I run hurdles in spring track.
Oh, yeah? What's your mile time?
9:30.
That's what I thought.
Whoa, you feel that, Braden? There's a strong gravitational pull coming from the green screen, because that's right, we have the charisma black hole, Joe Mayan, to suck us into the weather. Joe, off to you.
Thanks, guys. I'll try to look whatever that means up later. Looking on the boardwalk, it looks really clear. This morning I woke up and it was really breezy outside and 40 degrees. It's supposed to jump up into the 50s later today. Now looking at your radar, you got a little bit of rain down there right by St. Louis and New York City. Why is it not working? All right, there we go. Now looking down at Lake City, it also looks really clear out here today, and we're not going to get anything out here for the rest of the week, and Thanksgiving's supposed to look really good too. Now it's 44 degrees outside today, so average temperature for November, and next week December starts, and it's time to put the Christmas decorations outside. Now also looking at your regional temperatures, all in the 40s today, and your water temperature finally dropped down to the 40s for the start of the winter season. Now looking at your 7-day forecast, Tuesday and Wednesday is supposed to rain and 50 and 61 degrees, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday is supposed to be cloudy and sunny, and Sunday and Monday going to be sunny and cloudy with 42 and 57 degree weather, 57 degree temperatures. That does it for your current OC weather forecast. Back to Braden and Christian.
Well, folks, that'll do it for us on this edition of the current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJ.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching, and I'm a sophomore.
And ladies and gentlemen, as always, make it a great day or not, choice is yours.
It is yours.